This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I want to spend some time working on understanding the Shoresh of Pagam HaBris Bifrat. A couple of weeks we were preparing, we're going to talk now about Pagam HaBris Bifrat, the history of Pagam HaBris that goes back to the beginning of time, goes back to Adam HaRishon, what it means, what happens as a result of that Pagam, what is it? To understand on a deeper level the Midah of Yisod, of Kedushas HaBris, and the Mitzvah Shem to, I felt it's better than to wait with Halach until after we have more of that background, and then it'll be easier for us to understand where the Poskim are coming from, as opposed to beginning right away with the Poskim. First, we'll spend some time tracing things back to understand what is it that is the outcome of Pagam HaBris, and where does it come from? What's the sheresh of that whole inyan, that whole avoid of Shmiras HaBris? So there's a lot of work to do. Let's get started. Kama Hashem kol b'rama nishma nihi b'chi samurim rochem levaka al b'neha. We're not learning in time. Just listen to me. I should have said that. We'll get to it in a minute. The Shem. Me'amli hinochem al b'neha ke'enen. The pasuk everybody knows. The pasuk in Yirmiyah. The Rochli made it was crying bitterly. Mevakal b'neha me'amli hinochem. She can't be consoled. She refuses to be consoled. Al b'neha ke'enenu. The Sfar Makadoshim bring that Albaneha ki einenu, that she sees that her sons are not here. Albaneha ki einenu. Rochlim is over there. She's living by Kever Rochel. That's where she's been hanging out for a long time. And Rochlim is crying. Albaneha ki einenu. Because her son, her boys, are not here. So the Svarim point out that the words al b'neha ki einenu is the gematria of the name Shin Dalad Yud. Al b'neha ki einenu is Shin Dalad Yud. For those of you who learn this Svarim, Shari Oira and others from, you know, that Shin Dalad Yud is one of those names that is a code word for Kedushas HaBris. That's why it was a name that was in the mouth of Yosef Tzadik as well. Shin Dalad Yud is the side of Chaysa, of the Chaysim of the Bris, the seal of the Bris. And we understand that at a very simple level, just in terms of how Chazal defined that remarkable name that we have on our mezuzah, Shin Dalad Yud. It's a lashon of Shaddai, must speak. It means control. It means holding back. It's apkos. This apik Yosef, to be able to be in control and to hold back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The world could not exist in the infinite light of Hashem. And the name Shin Dalad Yud was evoked. That name Shin Dalad Yud was revealed to hold back that energy of creation, to be able to hold back the energy of creation. So the name Shin Dalad Yud is a name that is alluding to, that's hinting to the side, the secret of the Chaysim of Ois Bris Kodesh, Shin Dalad Yud. So Rochel's crying, Al B'neha Ki Einenu, that her boys are not here. And the Sfarim say that what this pasuk is teaching us, along with many, many other things, is that all of Galus, all of the Bechiyas, because what Rochli Meir is crying about, of course, is Galus, that their children are not here. On a simple level, it means that they're just not here. On a deeper level, it means that my boys are not in control. They're not in control. Ki einenu. And because of that, they're in Golus. And the Svarm point to this pasuk of Racham Avakel Abeneha as revealing to us that the pagam, this pagam in the midah of Shindal Adyud, in the midah of Yisod, of Yosef HaTzadik, is the underlying cause of Rachel Yemenu's crying of Galus. My boys are not here. My boys are not here in this midah of Shindal Adyud. What's happening to my boys? We're all worried about that. That's what we're talking. That's what we're learning. The pasuk in Eicha, Parakein Eicha, and everything is like mamish falling apart. Until that time, there's a seder of olive base, but at the end, Am Yisrael just crying out, Zachor Hashem mehayolon, right? Zachor Hashem mehayolon. So Hashem is Yud Kevavke, right? Zachor Hashem is Yud mehayolonu is the Rosh Tevis Mila. Zachor means remember, and then Yud Kevavke is Yud, and then the other Isis. With the Yud, Mem, Zuchah Hashem Yud Meh is Mem, Haya Hey Lanu is Lamed, is Mila. Zuchah Hashem Meh Haya Lanu, this verse says, Rabbi Yisrael, remember what's happened to us. That the reason that we're not in Yushalayim, the reason that we're not worthy of the Beis HaMikdash, the reason that Rachel is crying, is because of Hashem mehayalanu, which the Rosh Tev is Mila, Rus Mila. Also the Pasuk there, Haisali Dimasi, Lechem Yom V'Layla, that my tears are like bread, meaning the same way the person lives, he has to have bread, but Haisali Dimasi, but my tears. I'm starving, I don't have what to eat, we're in Golus, and Haisali Dimasi, Lechem Yom V'Layla, my tears are like bread that are constantly upon my face. Be'emor elai kol hayoim ayei elokecha. Be'emor elai kol hayoim ayei elokecha. Because my enemies are saying to me all day long, ayei elokecha. Where is your God to take care of you? Right. That's Golus. So again, elai kol hayoim ayei. The Svarim say is sefer tevis mila. Sefer tevis, the end of the tevis. Elai is yud, the last letter. Kol lamed hayoim mem. Aye is hey, Sefer Tevis Mila. The reason that I'm bringing these Ramazim, even though I'm not normally so much with the Ramazim, I believe in them, but I don't use them so much in my teaching. But it's important to know that these are just samplings of the thousands and thousands and thousands that we have in this farm, which all come to the same Nakuda, that the Sugya of Galus, for the most part, is the sugya of our struggle with Shemiras Habris. It's not something which is on the periphery. It's not a problem. It's not just a problem. There are a lot of problems. Those who are attuned to what's happening in our time, in our generation, know that the Inyan of Bris is not just a problem among other problems. That there's a weakness when it comes to Shabbos. Kids are texting, a lot of the kids are texting on Shabbos. Or there's a problem when it comes to tznias and how some of the girls and the women are not dressing properly. There's a problem when it comes to emunah v'chul v'chul. The tzaddikim saw that this sugya of Shemiras Habris is at the center. It's at the center stage of the life of Am Yisrael throughout all of the years since the beginning of time, but told us that particularly at the end of time, it's going to be the Nisayin, all the other Nisayinis of Amunah. It tells the kids every conversation I have with kids. I had a conversation 2 weeks ago with a boy who was telling me how he doesn't believe in anything and he doesn't want to keep Shabbos, he doesn't want to keep mitzvahs. So I told him, I don't believe what you're saying to me. I don't believe a word that you're saying to me. He says, you're saying that I'm a liar? I said, I didn't say a liar. You're not lying. You're confused. What's bothering you is the stuff that you've been watching on your phone, the things that you've been thinking about, and what happens to you when you're alone in the room. So, Mimela, you can't deal with emunah. You don't want to deal with emunah. You can't face God, like we learned. And you're running away, like Adam was running away, which is also connected. We'll talk about that in Mitzvah. Might get to it already next week. Adam Rishon running away from this inyan of Pagam HaBris. It's from the beginning. Since it's been revealed to be the underlying shortage of Golos, it means exactly what we were talking about a few weeks ago, of Adam hiding in Gan Eden. And now the Chevra are not in Gan Eden, so they have other places that they try to make into a Gan Eden. And they try to hide in the Gan Eden that they make. Like there was once a philosopher, I mentioned this once over the years, there was a philosopher, Yid, that came from Big Tzaddikim. He himself went a little bit in a different mahalach, the Shem HaMitzvos, but he came from Big Tzaddikim. And he said that ever since Hashem threw Adam out of Adam Chava out of Gan Eden, out of paradise, people have been trying to create their own paradise and to throw God out. So you think about that a little bit. Listen, you had your Gan Eden, and I'm not allowed in. I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a different Gan Eden, and you're not allowed in. That boy's Amunah is not because of loss of Amunah, or problem with Amunah is not because of anything theological. It's because he doesn't understand, and he has impulses, and there's a certain energy, and the Shindal of Yud is not working. The name Shindal Yud is on the mezuzah, but it's not on his heart. It's not his fault. It's not his fault. It's not on his heart. And he's not in control. And because of that, he would rather be in the Gan Eden that he's heard about and read about and watched on his phone. And God can't come into that Gan Eden. There's no room. He doesn't feel God belongs in such a nasty place. So that's what people are doing now. They're building their own Gan Edens, and they're not allowing God in. So I call Hayayim. Eli Kol Hayayim Ayei is Sefer Teves Mila. Now, really, we could spend years and years learning the Shoreshim of this. We're going to talk a little bit in the Shiurim that I gave some years ago on Nishmas Yisrael. There were some conversations we had about that. I spoke about that a little bit. More in the context of Yosef, the Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim. We'll talk about that a little bit. The Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim, and Yosef was taken down into Mitzrayim. Yosef, of course, is the Sod of the Tzadik Hushem HaBris. Yosef is the Kedusha of the Midah of Yisod, which we're going to learn a lot about. And Yosef HaTzadik was sent by his father, no less. I mean, there's thousands of drama how it turned out, but he was sent to Mitzrayim. He was sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the Ovi Ovis Atuma. Mitzrayim is the world headquarters of Pagam HaBris. It's called Ervas Ha'aretz. No other place in the world has such a name. Ervas Ha'aretz. Mitzrayim is the nakedness of the earth. Ervas Ha'aretz. And he was sent there for this exact purpose of being oimed in this Nisayon, of being strong in this Nisayon of Bris. That's why he was sent, to be Mesakein the Pagam HaBris, which we'll talk about maybe next week, what happened with Adam HaRishon. That's why Yosef HaTzadik was sent to Mitzrayim, to fix that, to begin repairing that. And afterwards, Bnei Yisrael would have to go to Mitzrayim. The inyan of Bnei Yisrael being in Mitzrayim was specifically for this purpose of lahagdir atzman b'kedushas HaBris. Yosef HaTzadik prepared a way for them to do this, that there's a hechatimsa that a Jew could do this mamish in Mitzrayim, that a Jew could be shema HaBris in Mitzrayim. And if you could do that in Mitzrayim, it means you could do that in New York also, with Tavshin Ayin Tes, and you could do it in Yerushalayim, and you could do it in Bnei Brak, and in Lakewood, and Muncie, and London, and wherever a Jew is, we could do that, because we did it in Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef HaTzadik was in Mitzrayim, and he did that. He did that as we learned about. He did that it wasn't easy. And then what happened with Eishes Potiphar wasn't easy. And we spoke about that a few months ago. And yet he's called an Ish Matzliach, right? The only person in Tanakh to my knowledge, unless you could, that has that, that is called an Ish Matzliach. Is there anybody else? I don't know. Remember. But, huh? Ish Matzliach. You remember we spoke about this months ago, that Chayri, you could say that Yaakov was a bigger, had bigger Hatzlacha, right? Remember? Why did Yaakov have bigger Hatzlacha? Because Yaakov lo ra'ah kari miyamav. Yaakov never had a drop, that an impure drop that left him, ever. Never was an impure drop. And by Yosef Tzadik, he held back from Eishes Potiphar, but something happened, even though he held back. And he's called an Ish Matzliach, not Yaakov. He's called Tzadik Yisod Olam and not Yaakov, you know, even though Yaakov never had a ma'aseh. Yaakov never had an inyan with Eishes Potiphar. He didn't have to run out of the place, which according to that opinion, the Gemara, Yosef Tzadik went to the house in order to be with the wife of Potiphar. And he saw the Musdiuk Neshel Aviv, and he ran away. And Vayonas Vayetza Chutza. So we don't want our kids to be in a yechidus with Eishes Potiphar, and we don't want them to have to be in a place of Vayonas Vayetza Chutza. We'd rather they be like Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov never got himself into trouble. He was never in trouble, Yaakov Avinu. So we don't want the Hatzlocha of Yosef HaTzadik. We want the Hatzlocha of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu never had a problem. Yosef HaTzadik was in the room with Eishes Potiphar. What was he doing there? Again, it's Machlokes and Saita, but the pastor says, the Mukubalim learned this way, is that Yosef HaTzadik became Yosef HaTzadik on that day. And it's not because he didn't go to the house. It's not because he jumped out the window like we heard about different tzaddikim, that when a woman came, they jumped out the window. No, he was there. And it could have happened. And he had to hold back Shin Dalet Yud. The Koach of Ipuk, which is Yosef HaTzadik. He held back, but there was something that happened with his seed. And he's called the Ish Matzliach. We spoke about this last year. Even though you and I would say, that's Hatzlocha, that's not the biggest Hatzlocha. The biggest Hatzlocha is not to get into trouble. You know, Yaakov didn't go, he didn't go into Shabbos in the back of the pizza shop. Yaakov knew everything was good. Le'irah Karim Yomav, nothing ever happened to him. He never had such an Indian. And yet Yosef is Tzadik Yisod Olam, and Yosef is the Ish Matzliach. So we understand that Hatzlocha is, the Torah is defining it. Hatzlocha doesn't mean never to have a problem. That's not what the Hatzlocha is. Even though everybody's jealous of that imaginary person who never had a problem. If you ever have met such a person, it'd be interesting to hear about. And if you did, it's only because you don't know the person. Because there isn't a person who hasn't had this yainus. So apparently the Torah is saying that Hatzlacha doesn't mean a nisayin-free life. And it doesn't mean that nothing ever went wrong. What it means is that you were able to bring Shin Dalet Yud into your life and to say to your mother, Rachel, because Yosef was the son of Rachel, to say, Ima, Hitzlachti. Rachel's not saying Hatzlacha means that you never went out. Hatzlacha means you never saw a girl. Hatzlacha means you never had a temptation. Hatzlacha means that everything was like this, like, you know, Yaakov Avinu, like her tzaddik of a husband. Yaakov Avinu is something else. Mashua chelagami. But Yosef is able to say to his mother, Ima Hitzlachti. I remained a Jew in Mitzrayim. And that's why he was sent to Mitzrayim, so that you and I could be Jews in Mitzrayim, that our children could be Jews in Mitzrayim, which means they could be Matzliach. Means they could be much clearer. Doesn't mean they're not going to have a bad day. Doesn't mean they're not going to, something's not going to happen. But it means that they could be much clearer. And that's the beginning of the tikkun of what happened with other Rishon. And that's the ikur avodah that the Jewish people have in Golos. Now, how that works with the women, that's not a conversation we're going into right now. It's a very, very important part of all of this. What's their avodah vis-a-vis us? And Yosef HaTzadik and Rachel Imenu, but we're focusing right now on this particular avodah of Kedushas HaBris. But this is the ikar avodah of Jewish men and also women, but in a different way. We're not talking about now. This is the Ikar Avaida of Jewish men. In Golus, in all of the years, these are the tikkunim that we have to work on from the time of Adam Rishon, and Yosef HaTzadik gave us a big boost to be able to be Matzliach. But once one realizes this, and we're going to do some Marma Kaimus, of course, but once one realizes this, then we can understand the comments that we find in statements of Chazal that say that in the S'chus of Bismila we came to Eretz Yisrael. The S'chus of Bismila we came to Eretz Yisrael. And the S'chus of Bismila would be Zeichet to be Manchel Esaretz, to acquire the land and to have it forever. The Sfarim HaKadoshim, when they speak about the seven Amam and the seven nations that occupied the land, those conversations in Chazal are all about the Gam HaBris of the seven nations. Sichon, Oig, Amalek, you know, Amalek is making fun of Bris Mila, right? The whole enemy was to be Mavaz of the Bris, throwing up the, because Bnei Yisrael got it, they were leaving Mitzrayim, all the Bris, so they were making fun of the Orlas. The whole Inyan of Amalek is Kineged, Kedushas of Bris, Sichon, Oig, and Chlal, the whole Koach of the Canaanim, of those who were in the land. And therefore, we're learning now, Mr. Shabbos is we're learning Sefer Yehoshua. And Yehoshua, of course, is Mashiach ben Yosef. He spoke a lot about that. And the Inyan of Yehoshua is Mizara the Yosef, in that world of Rochel, he made of Yosef at Tzadik, Binyamin at Tzadik. That Yehoshua is the Sherish that comes the next from Yosef at Tzadik, Mashiach ben Yosef. And therefore, it's brought down in the Sfarim that when it says, about Yeshua that we were talking about last night, Dafka, when it says in Pasuk, by Yeshua, lo yomish mitoicha oihel. Lo yomish mitoicha oihel is Rosh Hashanah's Mila. Lo is Lamed, yomish is Yud, mitoch is Mem, ha oihel. It says about Yeshua, nobody else was spoken about in such a way that Yeshua never left Moshe Rabbeinu. He never left the tent. So lo yomish mitoicha oihel is Rosh Hashanah's Mila. And Chazal say on Yeshua, Yeshua Mishomrei Habris Hayo. Yeshua is Mishomrei Habris. Therefore, the Indian of Bismillah coming into Eretz Yisrael by Yeshua is the biggest thing to take care of. Yeshua is Mishomrei Habris Hayo because the koach of Kibush Ha'aretz, of leaving Golus. Golus is Rachel Imenu crying over her children, Ke'enenu. My children are not here. Pagam HaBris, Golus. Yeshua is Mashiach ben Yosef, is the Koch of Mashiach ben Yosef. And he, therefore, is Mishomer HaBris, because the antidote to Golus, the cure of being away from Rochel, the cure of being away from Yerushalayim, and the Siba, the cause of all of Golus, is Pagam HaBris, and the cure is Shmiras HaBris. Therefore, Yeshua was Mishomer HaBris from Rochel Imenu, from Yosef HaTzadik, Mashiach ben Yosef. Only he could break down the walls of Yericho and lead us and to conquer the Pogmei HaBris, all of which is always infested with that Tumah of Pogam HaBris. Reb Tzadik writes in Divrei Chalaimus, Oischav Beis, in Divrei Chalaimus, Oischav Beis, there's a dream there of Tzadik HaKohen had. There's dreams that Halavai, we should be able to think things like that when we're conscious. The dreams that he had. So in Divrei Chalaimus Oischav Beis, Tzadik is Maruch over there, that if we would have been Zeicha, things would have worked out. So then David HaMelech would have come after Yeshua. And Dovid HaMelech would be Mashiach ben David, following Yeshua, that would have been the Kibush. And then Dovid HaMelech would have come into the world, would have been brought into the world. And it would have been Yeshua, which is Mashiach ben Yosef, preparing the way, clearing out the land, the Kibush of all Tumas, well, of that entire Tumah of Kama Briz, the end of Golus, Kibush Golias, Mashiach ben David would have been Dovid HaMelech. And the Beis HaMikdash would have been built and would have been forever and ever. But lo yatsa kacha, it didn't work out, and as a result of that, the Inyan of Tikkun HaBris is at the center of our Avoda in Golus. In the days of Ezra, when it was time for the Aliyah from Bavel with Ezra and Nehemiah, we see that the Iker Chait at that time was Noshim Nachrias. Jews were with non-Jewish women. Gam Habris. The Gemara talks about in Brachos. The whole tikkun that Yehoshua began in a very deep and mysterious way, which we're going to be talking a lot about in Parag Beis and Yehoshua, with Rachav HaZayinah, was that the kibush of Eretz Yisrael took place through this woman, Rachav HaZayinah. It's a terrible name, but she's called that in such a way, which now it's with great respect. And not only was she Rachav HaZayinah, this remarkable woman, that it was the embodiment of all of the tumah that had to be overcome. Chazal tell us very, very graphic things about the relationship with the kings of Canaan, and all of the kings of Eretz Yisrael. And this woman was one of the greatest Giyaris who ever lived, and she ended up marrying Yeshua. Can you imagine a shidduch like that? It's like, what are you going to say at Sheva Brachos? Yeshua gets up and talks about his yichus, right? The family of Yeshua is usually by the Ofrif, so they talk about the boy, and by the Sheva Brachos, they talk about the girl. So by the Ofrif, Yeshua's Ofrif, you could say, Yeshua, an Ofrif, beautiful things to say about the Mishpacha, and then you're going to get to, when it comes to Shabbat Sheva Brachos, so they're not going to talk about the Kala's family, he's going to get up and talk about the Kala. You don't have to worry. A lot of people lie about these things now, also. But what are you going to say about Rachav HaZayinah? You know, very hospitable. Gewaltige machnes archim. Chazal tell us she was a big machnes archim. Rachav HaZayinah marries Yeshua. All the melchamas. Each one of these things again is a year of shiurim on the inyan of Rachav HaZayinah, which will probably end up being in the Yeshua shiur. But the kibush of Eretz Yisrael, the only hechatim so that we could get there, had to come through the mouth of such a woman after what she did, the tzikas that she did with the maraglim of Yeshua. But it came in such a way, the kibush of Eretz Yisrael came in such a way. And the inyan of the Yericha Bechlal, you know, is Yarech, is the moon, and Pnei Yeshua is like Moshe Bnei Pnei Chama, Yeshua is Pnei Levana. Levon is the moon, and Yeshua, and Yosef Tzadik, and David HaMelech, and Dovah Sofai V'Kayim, and Kiddush Levon, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben Dovah, what's going on in Yericho at that time, and the Kibush. And to be able to come into the land, Davka through Rochav, she marries Yeshua, and all the Melchamas that we had, the Plishtim, in certain ways, day to day was a bigger enemy for us than Amalek, day to day. The people who call themselves now Palestinians, they're not the Einiklach of Plishtim. But there's a reason why they are called Palestinians. There's a reason for that. This Inyan of the Plishtim that are called in Tanakh by the name Arelim, the Shimshon Hagiba, the Plishtim are called Arelim, uncircumcised. And the koyach that they have over us, and over Shimshon HaGibor as well, what he had with Delilah, with that woman. Plishtim, and to understand the Palestinians of now, of what is the Inyan, what koyach do they have? How is it possible that such a group of misfits? How is it possible that they have the whole world that they've taken hostage? They've taken the whole world hostage, Palestinians. The Arabs hate them. The Jews don't want to have anything. The Arabs don't want to have anything to do with them. They were shechting them in Jordan. I'm shechting them. Somehow they're able to have such a koyach, the Palestinians. So people say because they're good with the media and because they're picking up on all the anti-Semitic stuff that's out there in the world. Well, that is true. doesn't explain. Doesn't explain their hatzlacha in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't explain. The koyach of the oral of the Arelim is the koyach of the Palestinians. The hepech habris. Even though they're only mortal, they all have a bris. But it's the bris tzaratum. It's the bris of Yishmael. In these parishes that we're in. She talked about in this shiurim back then by Yeshua at the beginning. Boaz and Ruth. The union of Boaz and Ruth is all about Kedushas of Ruth. Ruth comes from Moab. Moab. Moab is the Ovi Ovis of Gam HaBris. Moab. May Ov from the Lot and his daughters. Stom. Stom is Sodov and Malkum Shecha. In that place, Boaz and Ruth, and the avoid of Boaz with Ruth that night, says Halayla. All the things that are going on are about Kedushas HaBris. I'm only just mentioning a few things. Everything is about Kedushas HaBris. Yishai is the father of David. Yishai, Chazal says, one of those few people in history is also Shlorah Keri Me'olam. Yishai was a person like Yaakov Avinu, the Lorah Keri Me'olam, that he never had a drop that left him Yishai. The whole sugi of David HaMelech with Bathsheba is a sugi of Tikkun HaBris. Why David HaMelech wasn't able to build the Beis HaMikdash? His hands saw blood. The shorish of that blood is the inyan of Bathsheba. That night, and what happened with the blood that was on David HaMelech's hands, with Uriah, the husband of Bathsheba. Again, these are not things that we're talking so much about growing up in yeshiva. But you know, they have an expression in English that's called the elephant in the room, right? That's an expression. How would you define that exactly? What does it mean? What does it mean, the elephant? It means, like, everybody's talking about other stuff, right? But the Indian, is that really what it means, right? The elephant in the room means the big Indian that no one wants to talk about, but we know that it's the underlying problem. Is that accurate? I don't know how you could Google it, what it says, elephant in the room. I know I've heard that term, and I think that's pretty much how it's being used. Like, we're all talking about other stuff, right? But there's an elephant in the room. You see, the elephant is a big chai, and it's taking up the whole room, and everybody's being crushed by it, but we're talking about other stuff, that the problem is other stuff. Other stuff. Like, you have to, like, had the pleasure of sitting like on a board of a yeshiva or a shul, you know, or like around your own Shabbos table, like this, you know, all the diburim, like about other stuff. There's other stuff. So the elephant in the room in all of Tanakh is Bris Mila. In all of Tanakh and in all of Chazal, it's Kedushas HaBris. It's not spoken about, you know, it's that elephant in the room. It's a very accurate way of putting it. The sugi of David and Bathsheba, all of the tefillahs of David HaMelech, for those of you who understand or have been thinking about the pnimius of Sefer Tehillim, what David HaMelech is talking about with his enemies, he had enemies, that Metzius, physical enemies, he had. But the enemies that David HaMelech was talking about enemies that were inside of himself. And the enemy, public enemy number one, or private enemy number one, is this inyan of Yosef and Tzadik. Is this inyan of Kedushas HaBris. Look on the page that we have the Shem Yishmul, the other side of that page, the Shem Yishmul, Tzadik Gimel. This is from Eitzei HaYira. These are Torahs from Rabbi Nachman of Nosson. Parts of Torahs and Eitzei HaYira. Lekutei Eitzes, Eitzei HaYira, the different names that it has over the years. Eitzei HaYira is a much better edition, a more complete edition of what was originally Lekutei Eitzes, and there's much more Eitzei HaYira. It's according to the Aleph Beis, and he has a long erech there on Bris, if you have the Eitzei HaYira. There's a lot of that. Rabbi Nachman spoke very openly about this. He was one of the tzaddikim that was very, very open and clear about this avodah, Kedushas HaBris. So look there, let's just read, it's very short, let's just read Tzadik Gimel. I mean, the whole thing on Bris in Itayir is on this Nekuda. But in Tzadik Gimel, Ika Zoysa Hamtaka He'oyoyna, Yeh Alidei Mashiach. The Iker of the Hamtaka, this is in Lekut Elochis, in Pur Ravu, in Lekut Elochis. The Iker Hamtaka, the sweetening. Remember, because we're learning about this in Kesa Shem Tov, and see this on Friday mornings, that the Iker thing by our Avodah is not to destroy, to get rid of. The Rosh doesn't want Jews who don't have Tavis. The Rosh doesn't want Jews who don't have Cheshik, who are not alive, who are sterile, who are empty and cold. The Rosh wants Leibed Geid. David HaMelech is a Leibed Geid. Shlomo HaMelech is called Cheshik Shlomo. Reb Tzadik writes in Sikas HaTzadik that the Ovis are called Esonim, right? Strong ones. He said they were tremendous Balei Taiva. Tremendous Balei Taiva. People of great desire and great Cheshik. Hashem doesn't want us to be sterilized. He wants us to take that Korach of Cheshik of Taiva, of Yosef HaTzadik, and to be Mamtik it, right? Hachna, Havdala, Hamtaka. To be Mamtik it, meaning sweeten it, to bring it to a place of Kedusha, where a person's on fire. With his davening and learning, a person's on fire in his mitzvahs and so on. Everything's with an eish lahava. Yosef HaTzadik is called lahava, a flame of fire. Beis Yaakov eish, Beis Yosef lahava. Lahava is a fire. Yosef HaTzadik was a tremendous bal taiva. We're used to hearing that in negative ways, I mean in a positive way. David HaMelech, Shlomo HaMelech, those are people, tremendous taivas. That has to be sweetened. In other words, that taiva has to be brought into Kedusha, not to be eliminated, not to give somebody a shot and he doesn't have it, to take a pill and then he doesn't have a taiva. That's not. Ikazoy Samtok El Yoyna, when will that be? Haide Mashiach. All of the years of Golas is that's our avoid, but the Hamtoka, the ultimate final Hamtoka, will only be by Mashiach. Val Kain, Al Yodo Ye Iker Tikun Pgamza. And therefore, through Mashiach will be the Iker Tikkun of this program. That's why there's Mashiach ben Yosef leading to Mashiach ben David. So the Hamtaka will be. The Inyan of Yosef HaTzadik is the Hachno and the Havdol. The Iker Hamtaka is going to be the Mashiach ben David. V'alkein ayod yi Iker Tikkun program zeh, v'hu yikabeitz kol hanidachim. Now, again, those of you who learn this from know that the Kavana, when we say Mekabeitz nidchei Ami Yisrael, Shemin Esrei, that the Nidchei Am Yisrael, of course, on a simple level means to bring all Jews back home to Eretz Yisrael. That's Kibbutz Golias. Kab is Nidchei Am Yisrael, but those of you who learn this song, you know, the Nidchei Yisrael is referring to the drops that have been lost over time, and those neshamas that are crying out because of the drops that have been spilled as a result of Pagam HaBris, they're called Nidchei Yisrael. They're called Nidchei Yisrael, Jews who are lost. Jews who are lost. Jews who are spread out. Nidchei Yisrael. So it says, "V'hu yikabitz kol hanidach." Mashiach ben David is going to bring back all of the nidach, all those who were driven away, all of the kedusha that was lost. The pinus nefutza is Yehuda yikabitz. Which, of course, is the union of Yehuda and with Tamar. That would happen. Peretz and Zerach, the whole Inyan of Yehuda and Tamar, is the food size, the dispersed of Yehuda, Yikabes. Kimireishes, Hailodas, Mashiach, Hailasakin, Avain Zer. Because the beginning of Mashiach's birth, from him being in the world, because Mashiach has been around from the beginning. So, Rochel Kimach, Chefes up Nehemaim, is Ruchai, Shal Mashiach, Chazal say, Ruach, Apeinu, Mashiach Hashem. Rochel Kimach, Chefes up Nehemaim, Mashiach is here from the beginning. And from the beginning of our Lord, that's Mashiach, it was Lasakin Ovein Zeh. We'll talk about more about Adam Rishon next week, Mitzvah Shem. Zeh Bechinas Haylodas Peretz Vezerach. But Yehuda thought that Tamar was a Zona, was a woman that was an inappropriate woman of ill repute. Wasn't Tamar was a big tzedekis, but she was disguised as a Zona. The whole Kedushas Mashiach comes the same way that the Kibush of Eretz Yisrael came through Roch HaVazayna. The whole Binyan of Mashiach comes through Tamar, who was disguised as a Zayna. And Yehuda, of course, Yehuda is together with her. And from that, Peretz in Zerach are born. Mashiach is Ish ben Paretzi, breaking through. Shem, Hayu Atikun She'erva Einain, and Peretz and Zerach are the Tikun of the sons of Yehuda, Er and Einain, She'pogmu Ba'avodza, who are the Tal B'Feirish. And we learn that that's one of the Makaris that teach us how serious this problem is. It's open in Chumash that Er and Einain spilled their seed. They're Pogim in the Bris. Erva Einain, She'pogmu Ba'avodza. While Cain Hutzrach Yehuda Lahamshach Bechinis Nishmas Mashiach, therefore Yehuda was the one who had to draw into the world, Nishmas Mashiach. But again, this is present from the beginning. Also in stone, this is from the beginning. Lahamshach Bechinis Nishmas Mashiach, Shayide Zeh Yisaknenu. That through Mashiach ben David, and only through Mashiach ben David, will be the ultimate tikkun, the ultimate hamtaka of this problem of Pagam HaBris. Ki tikkun oven ze b'shleimus toldi b'mashiach. Because the complete tikkun of this problem of Pagam HaBris can only take place with Mashiach. Val kein gam David HaMelech alu b'sholom, therefore even David HaMelech, shu b'chines Mashiach, who is the b'china of Mashiach, Estadl harbe betikun pagam ze, poured so much koiches into being mesakin in his life. This pagam, this pala al ze harbe, and he daven for this continuously. Tehillim is really built upon this. I mean, don't tell the women, because they pour a lot of tears into Tehillim and they associate everything with themselves. But David HaMelech crying in a very, very open and clear way was revolving to a great extent around this inyan and his mechamis with the plishtim. The David was a warrior, and the ikar mechamis, of course, with the plishtim, like Shimshon. David HaMelech with the plishtim. After David HaMelech would be Shlomo HaMelech. We'll just end with this now. And of course, Shlomo HaMelech could have been with David, could have been not. It didn't happen. And Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paro. It's hard for us, not hard, it's impossible for us to understand. How could it be? How could it be that by the Simcha of the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, there could be that on that night that Shlomo HaMelech married Bas Paro? And the whole inyan of Shlomo HaMelech was the Noshim Nochris that he had, these women from outside that he had. Again, we don't master what that means. But it's clear that all these tikkunim, Rabbi Nachman speaks about that in the first Chelek in Siman Ayin Beis, that all of the tikkunim are revolving around this to come to that ultimate time of the tikkun of Mashiach ben David. I admit, we'll learn the Shem Shmuel, we'll see what this means in the Nafkimina in our Metzias is as a result of all of this, what the Nafkimina is in our Metzias. We'll continue with next week.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.